I forgot what it looked like.
I thought I smelled moisture this morning, but you think it was just the sprinklers, huh?
I think it was just the backyard sprinklers.
Can always hope.
Yeah, that's wishful thinking right there. Well, I've been in Arizona since 1965, and I can remember sequential events that would go 100 days where we wouldn't see rain. And I can remember some awfully dry, dry periods. But boy, the hiking I generally do with my dogs. So I've got springs and water holes all over the valley spotted and located and registered in my brain. And I tell you what, you've got to bring your own water anymore. Every place that I would generally water my dog, I mean, a spring that I've never, ever seen dry just last month, you had to excavate an area and let the water seep into your little pit before you could get any water. It's dry. So I wanted to bring in a friend and Arizona Family's chief meteorologist, Mr. Royal Norman, to join us this morning and tell us what are our chances of ever seeing a raindrop again. Royal, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's dry out there, isn't it? It's crazy.
You know, I tell people they can actually turn the temperature in their air conditioners down. It's so dry, it feels cooler than it really is inside your house.
Yeah, you know what? It really does. It's absolutely true. And here's the crazy thing, not only about the valley, but about the entire state. 97% of the state is listed in severe drought or worse. 97% of the state, severe drought or worse right now, that according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. It's been a dry winter in the high country and in the desert, and it started getting dry last fall. So that's really just sort of compounded how dry it is out there. It's crazy.
Well, I keep track of it as an amateur, but I mean, what are we since like September, 1 inch of rain?
Yeah, it's not a lot of rain at all since then. And in fact, this year we've had just a sprinkling of rain. In fact, the last measurable rain in Phoenix, May 11th. So you have to go back. I'm sorry, March 11th. You have to go back May and then April and then into March. And that's the last time we had any measurable rain. And that rain was only like 0.05 of an inch of rain. So one nun.
But Royal, how much has to fall for them to consider it rain?
1/100 of an inch, 0.01. Yeah, I know, it's really crazy. But here's the crazier thing. Then they have a whole bunch of other gauges around town where we use the information, but they don't click over at 0.01. They don't click over until 0.04. I don't know why. I just know there's government involved.
Well, that answers that. Well, I mean, we were so encouraged in the winter of 16, and it was so wet, and the snow accumulation was so good. We were figuring this is going to be the end of the bark beetle and the end of the drought, and things were looking so incredibly gorgeous. I mean, that spring, you drive up to Black Canyon City and get up on top of Sunset Point, and you felt like you were in Scotland. Everything was so green.
Yeah, it was amazing, and things have really, sort of changed since then, that is for sure. And, you know, this year, as you know, even in the high country, the snowpack was just pathetic.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, even when it snowed, we didn't hang on to the snowpack very long, and that's super important to get into our reservoirs and for our long-term, you know, use of water and storage of water. So, lousy couple of winters. Last monsoon wasn't a great monsoon around the estate.
Yeah.
You know, we only got, I don't know, about 2 2 1/3 inches of rain last monsoon last year. That's below average. And, here's the thing. Have you heard about the fact that everyone's talking about maybe more rain this monsoon? Have you heard that at all?
No. Can we lend any truth to that theory?
truth. We're talking forecasters here, Rose.
I want to know what are y'all looking at for this monsoon season, and what do you look at to decipher that?
Well, there's a whole bunch of things. It's long-term, long-term weather models and whatnot. But the two interesting things that have happened in just the last several weeks is that everyone has heard of El Nino and La Nina, and we've been in a La Nina pattern, which is colder than average temperatures in a part of the Pacific. But the La Nina is ending. We're starting to transfer toward an El Nino toward the end of summer. That really doesn't mean anything in and of itself, but the fact that it's moving, the fact that the water temperatures are changing and there's some movement, that's seen as a good thing in terms of potentially bringing us some rain. The other thing is that the long-term forecasts are showing Arizona with above normal chances for a wet summer, but of course above normal chances for a hot summer. So we're cautiously optimistic.
Will the volcano in Hawaii play into any of this?
No, that won't, because the stuff it's putting out is very, there's just not a lot of stuff coming out of that volcano that gets into the atmosphere. Now, for instance, if the one that blew up the other day down in Peru, I think it was Peru.
Or Guatemala?
If that one had, if something like that blew up in Hawaii, which they don't have those kind of volcanoes, then there could be an impact, because that one blew out a lot of ash and stuff. And so in the southern hemisphere, they're actually tracking that ash to figure out if it's going to cause some problems long term and maybe cool them off a little bit, because that's the bottom line. Like when Mount St. Helens blew, the researchers went crazy, and they figure that for a year, the average temperatures in the U.S. were down about 1 degree just due to Mount St. Helens.
Yeah, I can remember that. Well, I'm looking at my crystal ball and my tide charts and my calendar, and I'm thinking the lava, which is what, 1,200 degrees?
Yeah.
Hitting the ocean.
Yeah.
There's going to be a time here in about another 8 days where you can fry an egg on the sidewalk in Phoenix or poach an egg off a Newport Beach pier.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. It's crazy, isn't it? Crazy, crazy weather. But the other thing the great thing we're watching is that by this time next week, by the time you're doing your show next weekend, it might actually be raining in Arizona. And here's why.
What do you see?
There's a couple of, there's one hurricane called Aletta. There's a couple of other tropical disturbances that will probably form into hurricanes south of us in the Pacific. They're not really moving our way yet. One of them is moving out to sea, but there's a whole lot of moisture associated with those storms. That moisture's got to go somewhere where the storms break up. And right now, it looks like a lot of the moisture from these tropical systems, which we don't mind if we get a little jump start from the tropics, do we?
No.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of the moisture from these tropical systems looks like it's going to be pulled into Arizona toward the last part of next week and toward next weekend. And with that, well, we'll just increase the chances for showers. Will we get one in the valley? That's a slight chance. We'll see some clouds, but for sure it looks like we're going to see an increase in thunderstorms, along the rim and also in southeast Arizona in the mountains and all the mountainous areas. So wouldn't that be nice to jumpstart the monsoon and get it going next weekend? I'd love that.
Oh, the sooner the better as far as I'm concerned. But I liked it better when they used to call the monsoon by how many consecutive days. Now that you just set the date, what is it, next Friday?
Yeah, it's the 15th of June. Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Took the fun out of it, Royal.
It took all the fun out of it. Because, we used to do that dew point averages of 55 or more for three straight days, and then the monsoon is here. And so, half the fun of doing weather was calculating that and figuring out when that was coming every year. So now what we do, at least over at Channel 3 and Channel 5, is that we go with, the Weather Service says the monsoon started June 15th, so we go with that. But we now call it the arrival of the monsoon. And so we still track the dew points. And guess what? In the last couple of years, the monsoon has arrived early. Even though we didn't get a ton of rain, the moisture has gotten here early the past couple of years. So this time, though, I want the moisture here early and the rain. I'm going for it all. I want it all.
Oh, man. Now tell me, what is a dew point?
A dew point is real simple. It's just the temperature that, like, say it's 80 degrees at my house out right now, which is probably pretty close to. If I could somehow magically, and the dew point at my house is 30 degrees. If I could somehow magically drop my temperature from 80 to 30 degrees, dew would start forming on the grass. Well, it'd be frozen dew. Let's say 40 degrees. A dew would start forming on the grass. So what that dew point means is the atmosphere is essentially at 100% saturation of moisture. And so 100% dew point means you're in a cloud. And 0% dew point means you're in the opposite of a cloud.
But why do you meteorologists tell us the dew point? What does that tell the homeowner?
It's better than humidity, and I'll tell you why. Humidity, everyone loves. I love relative humidity too, but the thing about relative humidity is it changes with temperature. It's very temperature dependent. So the same amount of moisture in the atmosphere, when it's 80 degrees out, the humidity might be 10%. Same amount of moisture in the atmosphere, temperature drops to 50, then the relative humidity is 50%. And people think, well, wow, there's more moisture out there. Dew point is not temperature dependent, so that's why we use it. So if the dew point's 30, like this morning, and the dew point's 30 this afternoon, we'll know that we didn't get any additional moisture into the atmosphere. But then again, if the dew point pops up into the 50-degree range, then we know we're getting moist pretty quick.
So we've got moisture coming in from tropical storms, and we have a possibility of the monsoon commencing next Friday actually having a small chance of rain.
Yeah, I think for sure, absolutely. And I think for sure we're going to see some clouds around late next week and by the weekend. And, we'll see the buildups that we love to see in the high country and to the south of us. And, yeah, I think the monsoon is going to get a little bit of a jolt next week. It's going to be fun.
I mean, just seeing a cloud would be encouraging.
You mean not a cloud that was caused by an airplane flying across the sky, right?
Now, you had mentioned the hurricane. I was always told that if it was in the Atlantic, it was a hurricane, but if it was in the Pacific, it's something else. Is that not true?
No, it's in Pacific hurricanes they're hurricanes if they're in our part of the Pacific, which is the Western Pacific. If they're in the Eastern Pacific, they call them typhoons.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're the same thing.
I knew there was pretty much the same thing, but just that they were called something different.
Yeah, absolutely. No, typhoons in the eastern part of the Pacific, and we call them hurricanes here. I think it's just because. It's also because they're the same thing, first of all, but the Hurricane Center out of Miami covers both the Atlantic hurricanes and our hurricanes in the eastern Pacific around us, around Mexico and stuff.
And when we have Royal back next time, he'll explain why they all turn clockwise in the southern hemisphere.
Oh, what's very interesting about that? What would you call it? Not reports, but they're confirmed reports, because scientific reports, you can actually, there's actually been hurricanes that have crossed the equator and have switched their direction of rotation. Is that crazy or what?
Oh, I know what I'm going to be doing after the show, Googling that. That is wild. Royal Norman, Arizona Family's chief meteorologist, here at Rosie on the House, telling you we have a chance for a cloud and some rain, maybe as early as next week.
Royal, and I'll tell you what, when we're up to the 5-inch rain mark for this monsoon, I'm coming back on and explaining that, okay?
Oh, man, 5 inches. Let's count on it. Thanks, Royal.